Level Up Latina partners with working women and mamas alike to guide them in achieving fulfilling career and life goals through financial empowerment, professional or leadership coaching, and personal wellness. Find the unique coaching you need to succeed.
You're listening to Vero, Ceci, and Irene, and we are Level Up Latina.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of the Level Up Latina podcast. We are joining you today, and it is episode 238. Today, we are going to be talking about relationships, more within the topic of, you know, connecting with others, you know, and respecting your own boundaries. What does that mean, and how you connect with others, and how you manifest those boundaries, and how you respect them for yourself, and how you get others to respect those boundaries as well. But before we jump into the topic, I want to check in aquí con mis co-hosts. ¿Cómo andan, mujeres chulas?
Good, good, good. Having my second cup of coffee. Excited to be with both of you. Excited to just have my babies home. I know we all have that in common. We have got each of us some version of our babies home. Ceci has her, Vero has some in school. Pero Ceci has hers. I have mine. So it's kind of nice to have an interesting Friday where it feels like it's a Saturday, but it's not. But this is beautiful.
Very nice. I feel good. Dealing with the woman aspect of my monthly life. But apart de eso, I'm always happy to be with you girls. It's nice when we get to get together for recording. I know we have busy lives in very different ways, and it's beautiful to have the moments, these few moments, even if it's for our podcast, to like connect and check in. It's like something we can count on, you know? So I'm happy to be here with you girls.
Thank you for that check-in. Yeah, so como les decía, I wanted to talk about, you know, in the theme of relationships. I know we have different themes on our social media. You know, sometimes we talk about money, sometimes we talk about career, sometimes we talk about relationships. And so today I wanted us to focus on, and I know we talk about self-love all the time, but in the realm of, you know, what that means to us and how to protect your own tu persona, o sea, tu misma, and, you know, what that means and how you put that out there for others. So I do have a couple questions. And I think the first question that I do have for you ladies is, what is the most important thing for you? And this could be, you know, to protect, you know, your own persona. It could be physically, it could be mentally, spiritually, or a combination of two or all three of them. Like, tell us what is like the most important thing for you.
I'll tell you right now, peace of mind. Peace of mind. It's like, it's really hard to reach that point. You know, I think there's so many outside influences in your mind and your, you know, that just come your way. But I feel that peace of mind for me is the first thing. Like whenever I start thinking something or feeling something, I'm like, lo saco. I'm just like, okay, that's not helping me. That's not serving me. It's not, no me siento tranquila. So I find a way to like release it. If it means that I echo un grito, si chillo, chillo, si lo escribo. When I was practicing yoga, obviously I want to get back into that practice, but I haven't done it. One of those things is like when you have a thought, like focus on your breathing so that when you do have thoughts, you have something to refocus on, right? You can say, I acknowledge the thought, I can let it go, and then focus on what I'm doing right now. So I feel for me that peace of mind is like key for me to be able to function through my day, function through my week, my life, because it could be so easy to get caught up in your thoughts, get caught up in other people's lives, get caught up in, like, you know, problems that are just happening. And it's like, what can I do to allow myself sentir esa tranquilidad, especially in my mind, because our mind stays so active. And I feel for me, like in my particular case, it's like, I don't already get a lot of rest. I don't, you know, have like a lot of like me free time, and I get it. It's part of where I'm at in my season of my life with young ones and running a business and trying to be a wife and trying to, you know, be a good daughter, like all these things that happen with life, right? That come with being a woman as well. And I just feel like, okay, no, eso no me sirve. Vámonos. We don't have time for that, because if we want to continue to have like go through our day and go through our week, I'm like, I cannot have that just lingering in me. So peace of mind, I feel it's like the key thing, especially when there are those intrusive thoughts that make you feel not good enough, not, you know, that you're not doing enough, that you're not something enough. It's like, bye. No tengo tiempo para eso ahorita, you know? So that's one of the key things for me.
I like that. Peace of mind. Quieres tu mente tranquila. ¿Y tú, Irene?
That is beautiful. I like that too. I'd say when you first asked, like, what do we do to, like, protect our boundaries and our mindset? I think that was the question. Or just our first choice when we think about that. I thought, like, my way of life. Like, I like to protect my way of life. And I don't know that I was good about that maybe 10, 15 years ago. But I feel now with my kids being grown and my career being longer standing than, you know, just starting out. And my marriage being, you know, almost a 20-year-old marriage. I'm really proud of my way of life. And so I let people know that I'm Catholic and I'm proud of that, whatever that means to you or doesn't mean to you or however you want to assume that looks. You can assume how that looks, right? Not a perfect Catholic, right? Not whatever that is, because no one's perfect. I like the way that I raise my kids. I like the way that I incorporate them in my everyday life. I like that I institute in them the fact that I love to travel. Like my world doesn't really revolve around them. They revolve around our world, and hopefully it's good things. Catholic family, parents that are together and respectful, parents that like to travel, parents that run their own businesses and work from home. Like, my kids are seeing our way of life, and maybe they'll choose a different path, you know, and that's going to be their way of life and we're going to respect it. Like, but I like that they see that we have our way of being, how we think, what we do. It works for us. And so I'm really proud of the way we raise our kids and how we choose to live. And I had a friend over the other day for dinner, and her kids are little. She has two little boys. One's really little. He's like maybe two. And then one of her kids is like a fourth grader. So what is that, like 9 or 10? And my kids are 12, 13, 17, right? And we have this big enough table where we can all sit together, both families. And so it was time for dinner, and we come in, and my husband starts setting the table and making sure there's placemats for everyone and a drink for everyone. And we all naturally just sat, and it was these two families. And I had kind of envisioned it would just be the adults sitting together, los chiquillos jugando, maybe eating in la cocina, kind of like, you know, how it happens. But it didn't, and it's great because I love my kids at this age. And before I knew it, this couple that's coming to hang out with us is like talking to my 17-year-old, talking to my 13-year-old. And my 17 and 13-year-old are just so articulate. And just sharing random funny things. Yeah, so random. These funny things we're talking about school, and we're listening to these kids talk. And then later we're talking about some other stuff or whatever. And then before we know it, the conversation turned to like the oldest talking to me and Diego about borrowing the car and actually needing it later that night. And we're like, today, you have an event today? We're all joking with him, like, yeah, right, you're going out with a girl, messing with him. He's like, no, we always set up for rallies the day before. And my friend is just sort of like looking at her husband and like, this is going to be us. This is going to be us. And like a few short years, this is us talking to our kids. And then the next day she's like, did you ask your husband what he thought about my family? And I'm like, yeah, because I did the same thing. Like, so we're like, because we're tight, but our husbands don't chill like that. She was like, your family is so mature. It's like so crazy. First of all, you and Diego are already so mature because we're 10 years older than them. And she's like, you're so funny. You're so cool. And I always think it's so fun to hang out with you guys, like people that are like 10 years older than us. But your kids are like, they're like sitting at the table. They're like talking like adults. They're laughing with you guys. Like, they're so mature and it's so cool. Like, that's going to be us. That's going to be us one day talking about one borrowing the car or what's one doing as a senior and da, 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 da. And their school system. We were having this conversation about school systems and AP classes. And then I reflected on that and I was like, that may look boring to the outside world, but it was cool that like our kids joined us and they sit at the table and they were talking about school and their life and having a conversation with us. And they are mature and they talk to their parents and they goof around with their parents. They were being jokesters too, which I like. And I was just proud of our way of life. Like, I was proud of like, yeah, I love welcoming people into my home and having my kids carry the conversation and my kids talk about their daily life and their dreams and their goals. And I'm really, really, really proud of them. Like, for instance, my youngest, my 12-year-old is like into Kanye West right now. It's so random, by the way. And he can be into Kanye West.
Which Kanye?
Right. Kanye we grew up with. So the first three albums. But he's listening to all the music. And I'm like, it's a little controversial to be into Kanye West right now. But he's into music that we used to love. And so we're in the car jamming out to Kanye West. And I just told him, I was like, should we feel bad for liking Kanye West? Like, and Noah's like, no, I know he's turned crazy. And like, he's a crazy person now. But like, when he was writing this music, he wasn't that crazy. You know, so we're like, my 12-year-old's telling me it's okay to like him. We're listening to the Graduation album. We're listening to College Dropout. Why am I having this conversation with a 12-year-old? Because that's my way of life. And I like it. And I think it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I like to protect how we have chosen to live our lives.
I love that, Irene. I remember having a moment like that too several years ago. And I want to say we didn't have the girls yet, but we were either engaged or you know, recently married, no me acuerdo bien, but we got invited to dinner to Luis's, I guess, was professor at the time or a mentor, something, right? And we went to dinner, and I remember their kids, like two boys, and there were, you know, either preteens, early teens, algo así, and they were at the table with us having conversation, así de adultos, right?
Yeah.
Adultos, helpful with, you know, with the food, yes, and bringing, you know, así exactamente fue. And I remember like thinking like, wow, qué padre, like that these kids, you know, they can keep up with the adult conversation. And I told, I don't know if I said it there, sorry, the girls are screaming in the background, but I don't know if I, hopefully they'll get to have mature conversations at the dinner table. But I told Luis, I'm like, I want our future kids to be like that, to, you know, get to a point where they can join us at the dinner table and with other guests that we have and be able to maintain the conversation, you know, incorporate them as part of this event. So yo también, like, I aspire for that. Like, obviously, ahorita están muy chicas las mías to kind of get there.
So, you mean the poo poo caca conversation our kids were having the other day is not cool? Right?
Not yet. That's all they talk about. I know.
Ay, popo,
que farts, y que popo, y que this, y que that.
But that's, you know, how it started. My kids were at the table talking about farts and popo and everything else. And that's literally how it started. Like, maybe that's not a good dinner conversation. Let's go over to the couch.
Irene goes,
talk about the last time you got diarrhea.
My older two are so articulate. I'm like, pues tienen a quien sacar chingado. Imagínate si no.
No, but they're more articulate than me. I'm like, these kids, they be busting these transition words that I'm like, wait a minute, what?
I mean, the other day, what are we segueing into?
Contrary to popular opinion, I'm like, what? And she was like, I really think SZA should have won instead of Taylor Swift for album of the year of the Grammys. She got into this whole thing, but it started with this word, and I'm just like, what? Anyway, pero these kids are smart. They're smarter than our generation, I think.
They are. Esta Paula, and when in conversation, she'll say, pues de hecho, you know, and then I'm like, wow, de hecho. I'm like, I don't think I used de hecho until I was like, wait, like, ya una adulta.
For me, 18 months ago. I mean, my Spanish has barely gotten there. These kids transition words, I'm telling you guys. I'm just like, what in the world? I love it.
So I think for me, I want to say physically, I always need my exercise. I told you ladies in the morning, que desperté con un like dolor de cabeza. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't have my coffee yesterday. And we were going to, you know, we were getting ready for this like important meeting that we were going to have with the client. And so I was like, I need my exercise because I need to be like alert. So me puse en chinga hacerlo. And and I just felt better, like way better right after, even before coffee, I just felt like the headache had gone away. So I think for me, just like maintaining that, being active, like first thing in the morning, because that's like what prepares me for the rest of the day. And then spiritually, también, like super Catholic. And I think, you know, definitely get it from my mom. And, you know, prayer before bedtime, con las niñas, and even yo, like, yeah, before go to sleep, like in my head, like siempre rezo like un Padre Nuestro, un Dios te salve, and then I just pray and, you know, ask for whatever at that point. Y me persino siempre, también en la mañana las niñas siempre las persino, and then even when we go, like recently when we went to Disneyland, but every time we take a long road trip, siempre me pongo a rezar el rosario, que no me lo sé bien, you know, but I just, you know, I follow the beads, los, and I just, you know, I don't know the, what it's called, las letanías or whatever, the stuff in between, I don't know that, but, you know, I me aviento mi rosario, siempre lo rezamos con Luis. So I think those are like two of the most, I think, sacred things to me, to, you know, for every day, for just to do life, right? I wish I could do more like mental presence. Like I try to do my little meditation, but that always, like today I didn't get to do it, you know, and it's just like I wish I could, so I could be more present and learn how to like not lose my shit with the girls, but you know, it's inevitable. What else was I gonna say? Oh, and then also like being very like planning ahead. I love to plan ahead and have things on the calendar, and you know, and just, you know, add things to the calendar and have those boundaries like, I no puedo, or like, oh, I need to take a break in between, you know, this meeting and that meeting, just to kind of like, para centrarme, that sometimes I don't get to do it, but I think it's so beneficial when I do get to do it, because then I'm like more present in like the next thing, you know? So I think those are some of the things that I like to do, and they're, you know, very important to me. And I always try to like kind of take care of myself first, and then, you know, do the things that I need to do, because si no, like, I know that my patience runs low with both like my daughters and my husband. And it's just like, this is like the me time that I need to dedicate myself in the morning first thing. Por eso me despierto más temprano. Like today I was like, oh, I woke up at 7. Dang it. Yo no voy a alcanzar to have kind of like a smooth transition with my exercise and all that. So, yeah, that's what I like to do. All right. So the next thing that I wrote here is, you know, we all talked about what it means to, you know, kind of take care of our aura or our persona. How do you communicate that? You know, like Vero said, peace of mind. Irene, you said like the way you, your way of life, your marriage, like how do you communicate that to others? And it could be like friends, it could be family members or your spouse, your kids, or extended family. How do you communicate that to others so that they understand like this is where you're coming from?
That's such a good question. I think for my kids, it's hard to communicate like that I protect my way of life. I think with kids, you really just have to lead by example. And that's such a corny ass cliche, right? But it's like, I feel pretty confidently that they are going to have a good foundation for what a marriage should look like. We're not perfect people. We have fought in front of our kids. We have resolved fights in front of our kids. We have lost our cool on our kids, for instance, and disagreed in front of each other about that. But it's rare. What's more common is for them to see us respectfully communicating, having a good time, being loving towards one another, loving to help each other. Like, Diego's very helpful to me and I'm very helpful to him. And Diego's even more outwardly helpful. He's very good about, what do you need? How can I help you today? And I have a feeling that they're going to learn that by example, because Noah's already the king of like, what do you need, mom? Can I help you? Do you need anything? Do you need a drink? And he's just like mimicking his dad. It's totally his dad, right? And the oldest is like me, and will mimic a lot of things that I do. Like he expects respect at all times. So if he sees like his siblings being disrespectful to one another, he will check that. And I love, because I think I've always raised him to like respect amongst each other is critically important. In this whole family, we respect each other. But sibling respect is really huge to me. And so the oldest will like, you know, so the kids are very respectful of one another. Again, it's hard to like talk about that. Like they have to live that. The kids are always talking about how they're rare that they get along, the little ones. Like at school, people are like, oh, you actually like your brother? Oh, you actually like your sister? And they admire the kids that like each other. Like my daughter's always mentioning like, oh, so-and-so has such a good relationship with her brother, or so-and-so's like, I love that they expect that to be standard, that they get along, as opposed to the stereotype of, oh, my little sister. Oh, my brother's annoying. Oh, he's that boy. Like, and I grew up like that. My brother was always like, get away from here. And we were 2 years apart. You can show that, but you can't demand that or like teach it in words, I don't think. I think with other people, I am how I am. It's almost like take it or leave it. Te guste, no te guste, like I am how I am. And I think I'm forceful in how I am. And if you find that judgmental, yeah, if my tact wasn't there, my bad. Like if I come across as I sound judgmental. But also I like love to be how I am, like unapologetically how I am. So like, for instance, I really believe in like the law of attraction and that words are powerful and what you think can happen and can be. And not, I don't mean it in a frou-frou way, but like always like, your mind starts here first, and if you believe it, you are that. So for instance, I had the audacity to start a company that's called Wealthy Latinas, because it's like I have no problem with the word wealth or putting the word wealthy with the word Latina, and I love that. Like I am how I am. And so I talk to women about like your wealthy life is whatever you want it to be. It doesn't mean like you're stinking rich and like Jeff Bezos, or maybe it does mean that, right? But like go for it and be who you are and lean into that, right? So being who I am and letting people know how I am, even if it rubs them the wrong way or if they don't like it or if it's intense, what can I do, right? Because I have to be true to myself. So I like that I am how I am. So I can be direct. I can be forward about my way of life and protecting my way of life. So I am who I am, right? Like maybe not perfect, but I am who I am. Believe in money how I believe in money. And I think that that's a beautiful thing. And I hope others will not just think it's a bunch of bullshit, but like money is free and flowing and in our lives and meant to be had. And it's limitless and it comes in more even when you use it, like when you protect it, when you take care of it. I have those philosophies, Ceci. I've always had them, right? And I think it works for me to just like, that's what I believe. That's what I believe. And people can think that's a bunch of bullshit. And it doesn't just happen that way. Money doesn't grow on trees. Shit. Well, when you believe, it just really starts to, honestly, like money opportunities start to open up. So I do believe in those things. And I say that I believe in those things. And it may resonate with people, it may not, but when it resonates, like, I think it's beautiful. I'd rather be, like, called to a higher game than called to a lower game. Like, shamed for feeling like, we can have it all. We can have it all. We can buy. You want to leave here? Don't leave California. If you can't, like, you can afford it eventually. Like, these philosophies of mine, they're like, don't give up if you want it. And then you want to travel, we'll figure it out. We'll pay that shit in payments. Like, that gusto of, like, se puede hacer. And other people are like, oh, she's annoying. Like, I can't do that. Right. I am how I am. And that's what I believe. And my way of life is like, we can do it. So that rah-rah that may be bullshit to others is like not really bullshit to me. So I like that I stand by that and that I cheerlead that.
Ibero, tú cómo? How do you communicate your peace of mind to others?
You know, it's funny because when it comes to my kids, they'll say silly stuff to each other, right? Like, I don't call them tontos. I don't call them, you know, nothing like that. But they watch movies and they're like, ay, fue tonto. And they're like, ¿qué es eso? I'm like, oh, well, that just, you know, means the person's silly or they're not making the best decisions. Or like, ay, chistosito, you know, or chiflado, whatever, right? But they'll call each other tontos. They're like, mami, me habló, me dijo tonto. So my way of thinking with them of like, what's the idea of you, right? Like, are you, do you feel, do you, are you that? Are you a tonto? Are you a person that doesn't know things? Are you, and they're like, no. I'm like, then why are you bothered by that? Like, si es que tal vez tu hermanito, tu hermanita no tiene otra manera de expresarse, but you're not that. What are you? And then, the, you know, soy fuerte, soy valiente, soy inteligente. And I'm like, okay, pues ya estuvo. Ya no te preocupes de lo demás. Cuando te diga eso, déjalo, you know? And I tell that to Gali. I tell that to Joaquincito. I tell that to Archie. You know, like, and eventually Morita's going to hear the same thing, right? So when they get all mad and worked up about what they're, you know, hearing or telling, being told, I'm like, well, are you that? Then you're not. Then don't even worry about it. Just be like, huh, you know, obviously you just don't know. You just don't know me. You don't know what's up. And that's it. And they're like, okay. With my family, it's more of like, you know what? I just don't have the capacity for that right now. Share that with me. ¿Sabes qué? I will clear my mind and give me the mental space for it tomorrow or another day. And it's been hard doing that because at first it was like, te crees mucho. Like, what do you mean you don't have time to talk about this? Obviously, you have time for your friends and you have time for all this stuff. Like, and I'm like, I get it. That might be your perception, right? That might be what you think. But if my friend hits me up and I don't have the mental capacity, I think that I owe it to them to let them know as well. Like, hey, I want to hear you out. I just cannot right now. And that also allows me to have that peace of mind, that calmness of like, let me tell you, like, I want to be able to be there for you. I want to be supportive. I want to show up for you. At this moment, I'm going through this and I just can't, right? And I've gotten better with it, especially with my family, especially with like my mom, because my mom, obviously, she's like, she'll repeat her stories, right? And the things that she, that kind of, le molestan, right? That don't give her peace of mind, that don't give her tranquility. And when she does talk about those things, I get offset, right? I'm like, oh, what's going on? So I kind of, yeah, you know, like, and I'm like, how do I bring this back in? Like, how can we make this a win for her? Because I know she wants to just feel better when she's talking about it, right? So I've gotten better in telling my mom, like, mami, ya sé that this was hard for you. I know that it's hard, you know, you've been processing this for years. But today is like, I can't be there for you like that. You know? ¿Quieres un abrazo? Venga pa' acá. And I started telling her that, like, venga che con su
mecache. I was like, I ain't got time for the chisme. You know? I ain't got time for the chisme today. Just give me the hug.
My mom is not a chismosa. So she's not telling me about other people's lives. My mom is so not a chismosa. My mom doesn't have friends. You know, like, who she talks to are her sisters that she calls them up. And she's just like, she'll mention to me, like, can you believe this is what your aunt is going through? Can you believe? But it's not like a chisme. It's more of like, hey, I was checking in. Do you want to call your tia and, like, see how she's doing and check on that? And I'm like, I don't. I don't. And, you know, like, it's
stuff.
Like,
mi mamá también.
You know, and I'm like, no quiero. And then she'll be like, well, you quickly call your friends and you do this for your friends and you do that. I'm like, well, you know what, mom? It's fine. I had the audacity to tell my mom, well, my friends are my chosen family. And she's like, what the? You know?
Whoa. Your mama was like, vente para acá, para cachetearte.
Cachetadas bajoloteras, te las voy a dar ahorita, you know? But it's been that.
But it is true.
It is true.
I mean, it's kind of like what I'm saying, Vero. It's like your way of life. Like, yeah. I've cut people out of my life and my family that are not good for my life. And I've stood by it, and it's been years. And some people, you just, they're not your chosen family, even if they were your family.
And that's the thing. And it's like, you know, we get it. You know, we go through different seasons in life and shit that happens to us. But it's like, even like with friends, right? Like, you're just like, look, girl, I get it. If I'm not the person for you, I don't want you to feel like you have to be there. Like, don't feel bad. If I am not contributing to your life, it's okay. I get it. I'm sorry. I don't think it's fair for you to try to be my friend if I'm not being the best friend to you. And that's okay. And we have to, like, I've gotten to the point where I'm like, we can do our best. And at this, you know, like, you see, I wasn't able to be that for you. Like, I don't want that person to feel like they have that, you know, that I have to bring them along, that they have to be there. It's like, that's not fair. It's not fair. Like, if I value that person, I'm going to have to be like, I respect your decision. And if we're able to come back, girl, let's do it. If not, I still love you for who you are. And let's go forward, you know? But I think that a lot of it is like, nos da miedo todo eso. But yeah, for me, it's like, I can't right now. So it really helps, you know, to be able to do that. With my brother, he'll sometimes call me and I'm just like, dude, I can't talk right now. I gotta go. And he's just like, why are you mad? I'm like, you know what? I'm not mad. It's before I reach that. I'm like, you're just like, the boat is being rocked or something is happening. And I'm just like, I don't like the way I feel right now. I don't like what I'm thinking. So why don't we jump back to this another day? Because I think we talked about it in one of the other podcasts. Like, sometimes you say things that should not be said. You kind of, you might come off as like, que no te importa. And the thing is that even though we say zero fucks, we do give some fucks, right? And there's, especially with the people we love in our family. And I think we owe it to them to be like, to those people that we love and care about, and that we cherish. We owe it to them to really be like, look, I'm not at that place right now, but I want to be there for you. And here you go. Whenever I'll pick this back up with you in a couple of days, because we don't want to say things that we don't want to say. We don't want to be sound hurtful. We don't want to seem like we're not in it with them or there to be supportive. Because it's not really all the time about us, but if we want to show up, we need to be able to tell them like, hey, at this point, I can't. Give me some time and I'll definitely circle back with you about this.
But yeah, that's amazing, Vero, because I think that's such emotional maturity. Like, it's hard for people to hear that, right? Like, not right now. Like, I need the bandwidth to come back and talk about it. And I don't want it to make me feel a certain way. Like, good job. Like, that's exactly what this topic is about. Like, those boundaries. Like, even if people might be hurt, like, if you need to have the bandwidth and you don't want to hear that or you don't want to discuss that, like, it's good to say to people, like, let me give you my full presence first and let's connect good and not in this way that it's like doesn't feel good. So mm-hmm. good for you to have the ability to tell your brother, like, we're gonna talk about it later, even if the judgment comes, right? Even if the judgment comes from them, like, oh, like, you're doing something so good for you, they can call you enojada, or they can call you, what'd you say earlier, like, eres mucho. Like, you're actually protecting your peace, girl, your peace of mind, and whatever, if you want to call it that. I think often when you're just kind of like are zen, it's better. It's better to just be zen. If people judge it, let them judge it. But your peace is more important. So good for you to be able to have the ability to stop and walk away.
Yeah, because it's so hard. I mentioned earlier that, you know, que mi mamá sí también era igual. It was hard to kind of put that boundary. I remember, like, I'd always call her after work, like driving home. And then, like, many times, like, como que, como en forma de queja, you know, like, oh, es que, you know, Diana this, or she said she was going to do this. And I was like, ay, mom, like, no, ahorita no, like, you know, ahorita no, like, I'm, you know, I want to talk to you. I want to just, like, you know, check in with you. And aparte, it was like after work, you know, so I didn't have the mental capacity. Sí, le llegué a decir, and I felt kind of bad saying it, but at the same time, you know, como dices tú, like, we need to protect ourselves and our just have that peace of mind que dice Vero. Oh my God. So yeah, so it is hard to communicate that to others, but, you know, we have to do it. Especially with the kids, right? It's really hard to communicate that to our kids. I know that when I'm exercising, especially in the mornings, that I try to do it before they wake up, but then sometimes they, you know, they are awake or I'm like trying to get like a quick little workout before like drop off or whatever, and so like they're getting ready and like mommy this, mommy that, and I'm like, no me hable, and I'm like, cuando estoy haciendo el ejercicio, like, please don't talk to me because I'm trying to concentrate. I don't want to be, you know, alegando or like this, hagan esto, whatever, hagan caso por favor, like, no. And of course, you know, they se les olvida or whatever, so now what I start doing, like, I just ignore them. I'm like, no me las hago así, I'm like, ahorita no. So that's what I try to do with them. And In that particular case, when, like, I'm trying to, you know, get my physical body, like, you know, moving or whatever. And then when it comes to, you know, I've said it before, like, that I like to plan things. I like to put things on the calendar. And my family's not like that. They're not, like, son como más espontáneos, you know. Luis and I, like, sit down. We plan out, like, our vacation or what are we going to do. Like, we just, like, we always plan things ahead. And both families, not so much. So like for us, it's like, oh, frustrating. You know, they're like, you know, on both sides are like, oh, we're thinking about, like, for example, like on his side of the family, like, oh, we're thinking about doing this in the summer. And like, you know, what do you guys think or whatever? And it's just like, oh, we're not even thinking that far yet. Or we'll see ya que se aproxima esa fecha. And I'm just like, no, like we want to have this set like ahead of time, you know? También like with my side or like with my siblings and like, and maybe I'm annoying because, but I'm like, yo así soy, you know, like, yo así soy. I like to have things mapped out, planned out. Props to my sister-in-law, Nenuch, though, because ella es igual que nosotros también, like, okay, what are you guys going to do? Like, she, like, messages, like, what are you guys going to do summer 2025? I'm just kidding, no, pero ya no sabe, you know, like, what's going on this summer, you know? So, like, we're, like, on the same page with her, but with the others, it's hard. And I think I've mentioned this before in the podcast. Yo soy de las que... My family siempre fue de que, ay, que fiestas, que... And fiestas maybe on Saturday and then on Sunday, and I'm just, like... After having, you know, my own family, my kids, my husband, like, I like to protect my energy, and I like to have, like, one day on the weekend where we're not really doing much, or if anything, we're doing here locally. So I would always say, like, I'm going to the birthday party on Saturday, and Sunday we're going to stay home, because, like, yo nomás hago una fiesta el fin de semana, you know, and they'll probably think, ay, que sangrona, whatever, but that's how I live my life, you know, como dice Eden, like, that's the way I live my life, and I like it, and I enjoy it, and that's what works for me and my family, so, like, cada quien.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely hard, so, with all that, how do we get to a place where, you know, that's kind of respected on the other side, you know, like, what's your advice to women? Because, like, you know, we do communicate it, but then, like, in the case, like, of our kids, they keep on coming back, or, you know, our family members that they don't understand and just, like, throw things, in my case, like, on the calendar, or, like, oh, I can't do it, or maybe... Like, to me, it's happened where, like, I make plans and, you know, with certain family members, and then I'm there, and then, like, no one shows up, and I'm like, all right, I'm doing this. I'm like, okay, but we had agreed to this one particular thing. So how, you know, what advice would you give to others to have your way of living, whatever it is, respected?
That's such a challenge, because I think, Sissy, you can't make people do anything that they don't want to do. And we're all going to be different. Like, their way of life may be just perfectly suited for them, and your way of life is perfectly suited for you. I think you can't really have expectations of people, honestly. I think it's, like, impossible to expect that. But your example is a really good example of being, like, the planner and the person that likes to have your calendar out. Diego and I are very much like that, too. So... You know, we've learned to love our families that are not like that, love our family members that are not like that, and not take it personal, and not get too invested. Like, say, you know, I don't want to rag too much on my husband's family, but they love to bring up the idea of a group vacation, and all that we've had is because we've coordinated, and it's like that. You know, if we're willing to coordinate it, it'll happen. And sometimes you have the bandwidth to coordinate, you know, 15 people to go on a trip or whatever. And sometimes you don't. And it would be nice to have someone else be like, here's everything, just pay. Like, that would be awesome, right? You don't have to do all the other legwork or figure things out or coordinate schedules or figure out flights or hotels or weeks or this, that, and the other. And imagine that, all these families. And now it gets harder. Everybody has kids and more schedules. But we've learned to, like, love and accept our family and take what we can get. And maybe it's a day trip and not a week-long trip, you know. And it's not... You know, it's not what we want. We want something longer term, but it just doesn't work out. And we can't, everybody's just different, and it's hard. So it's one of those that the answer is, I don't think there is an answer. You just have to be convicted in how you are. And not to throw anybody under the bus, because that's one example with planning a trip. Like, maybe there's something my husband and I do that it's like, oh, like, it never works out with them because they're not spontaneous enough, right? We could, the other side of the coin, they're like, we could go next week. Let's go on a trip the week. Not that that's happened, but say it happens. We'd be like, no, our calendar. We come across as like, oh, they're so inflexible, right? Maybe, right? So it's good to see both sides of the coin. Like, everybody's just doing their best that they can. But I would say, like, you should still stand up for you and how it makes you feel. So I can feel in my life if I'm bending too much to someone else's way, and it's not good for me. Like, I can feel that in my life. Like, I like what I like about my life, and I like what I like about myself, and I'm working on things that are not great about me. And so, for instance, I would not surround myself around people that do things that are not great for me, for instance, right? So I would keep that away from me, because otherwise I'd be like sucked into that. Say an example is like a couple that's volatile and that fights a lot and disrespects each other and is contentious. We would never be caught dead hanging out with a couple like that. But you could see people that get sucked into a, oh, we're family, or oh, it's convenient, or they're the neighbor, or they're this. Like, if it's not your way of life, the only thing you do is control yourself not being in it. That's like the only thing I think you can control. Like, don't be in something that's not your way of life. Like, in my office, culture is everything. You know, if I see culture going into a way that doesn't serve people and people are feeling negative and it's dragging people down, we got to address that. We can't have like anything that feels toxic linger and go on and ignore it, right? That's things that you can control, like office culture or where you put yourself. But people and your boundaries, and if they want to cross them, like, what can you do? You know, we were talking about my brother, I think, in an earlier episode. He's like all heart. He loves you. He loves you so much. And he's like, shows up for you. But he's also very volatile. One day, te odia, un día te ama, otro día te quiere, otro día te... He curses you out. And so I just have to roll with the punches with my brother and being in his life. And what can I do, Ceci? Like, I can't control it. I have to just, like, take a deep breath, step back, not indulge or not put myself in a situation that's not good. And you have to have the emotional intelligence, like we talked about earlier, to know, like, I shouldn't take that personal. Mm-hmm. So, Ceci, if they come back or if it happens and it's happening more, like, okay, maybe they're not understanding or they don't get your boundary, they're judging you. Try not to take it personal because it's about them, not you, really. So hard, right?
So hard.
I think for me, like, I've worked through this with myself, that if it is important to you, share it. Share it to your family. Like, it's important for me that, you know, that when we make a plan and I have saved the date for you, I'm saving this time for you, and I show up and you don't, that lets me down. I feel like this, and it's okay to share that. Like, it's important for me that we hold ourselves accountable for this date that we had reserved or set aside to spend some time together. It's important for me, you know, that you know, you help me with XYZ when I ask, you know, when you mention or you commit. So I think when it is important to us, and if it's something that's in our mind for more than 48 hours, like if you're at the 48th hour and that thing's still in your mind, share it, because it's going to be the difference of making or breaking you, in the sense of like, well, the next time you interact with that person, the next time you put yourself in a vulnerable position, the next time you put yourself in a place of wanting to help, and the next time you want whatever it is, like, if it is important to you, share it. Because the more you put that aside, the less you think that, you know, that your time is valuable, that what your needs are less important, you know, like all these things. So if it is important to you at work, if it's important to you in your relationship, in your love life, you know, in with your children, like, I feel that we need to put ourselves in a position where we share that with that person. If it's, you know, whomever it is, and it's going to, at first, they might say, ah, you're such a soft ass, or hey, I didn't know, you know, or they'll recognize, like, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that it was that big of a deal. I thought we were both on the same page of like, well, if it happens, it happens. Like, we penciled it in. Like, no, I put you in pen. Like, you were set. We were set. So I think that's just the easiest way for me to frame it, is more of like, or phrase it, sorry. If it's important to you, share it with the person, and then, you know, and let them know how that felt, how why it's important, or, you know, and the next time that they do, you know, whatever it is that happens that is important, you know, that you shared, then just be like, hey, you know, that I was hoping that you would like reciprocate. I was hoping that you would show up. I was hoping that this would be the thing, because for me, it is that important. So yeah, if it's important to you, share it.
And I think for us, we keep on showing up and, you know, being, como dice Irene, accepting of that, is because we love them. They're our family members. It's, yeah, uno se desanima and you get disappointed, and it's happened to me, and I have had conversations about that, like, hey, this is important to me and I get disappointed when this happens, and yet it still happens, even like when you mention it to them, you know. So it's just, you know, cada quien is going to have like their priorities, cada quien va a vivir su vida, and respect it. So I think the lesson for us is that, and at the end of the day, you can't make people change. So when you're trying to set up events, like in our case, when we were the planners or whatnot, and you're trying to make this plan with this particular person or family members that you know they're not on the same page as you, expect that already going in. Expect that, like, hey, they're not going to show up at the time. They might not even show up, and you know, then if you're going to feel some way about it, then don't go there. Or maybe distance yourself un poco. No sé.
See, it's hard. It's challenging. It is. But growth is that. Growth is uncomfortable and challenging. But if, let's say, just because the example's there, Ceci, I know it's almost time to go, but like the example's there of like, it's your cousin, you really want to see them, you purposely put them on your calendar because you want to hang out. And just be very clear, like, are you going to need me to remind you about this? Because if you are, I'll put it in my calendar to send you a text a couple days before to remind you that we're on, that I want to see you. And sometimes it takes a little bit of that. And it sucks because you're like, it's a little extra work on my end. They should care just enough. Pero la cosa es que como somos mundos diferentes, like, cada cabeza es su propio mundo, and everyone, like, lives life how they want to live their life and feel good about it. It's more of like, okay, so what do you need from me to make sure this happens? And if nothing, I got it down. Okay, perfect, then I will see you here. It's clear, right? Okay, cool. But that's just because it's such a clear example that we can play on. But I think you're good. I think I get you.
Yes. Well, I mean, ese fue el topic de ahora, connecting with others and maintaining or not maintaining relationships so that you stay within your boundaries. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for joining us and listening to our crazy selves and our boundary selves. I just came up with that word. But anyway, thank you for listening. Gracias por conectarse. If you want to learn more about our podcast, about our one-on-one coaching, go over to our website, leveluplatina.com. See, wait, is that what it is?
You got it, Ceci. That's right.
Sorry. Se me va el tren a veces. And then if you want to continue the conversation or tell us about a topic that perhaps we haven't covered in the past, or you want us to cover again and see it from a different aspect, you know how to find us on our social media. Our handle is @LevelUpLatina. Estamos ahí en Facebook and on Instagram. También our email, admin@levelublatina.com. También go on to our website if you want to learn more about the affiliates that sponsor our business. Check them out. There's many, many businesses on there that we have as affiliates, like Boppy and SodaStream, if you like that fizzy water. So support our business and stay tuned to, more episodes. Every Wednesday we're back. I think this is like the third episode that we're back after our little break that we took earlier in the year. So muchas gracias por estar aquí. We love you all. Como dice Vero, lávense bien allá abajo. And don't forget to level up.